Before we consider the Lord's own holy word to our hearts tonight, let us seek the Lord's face in prayer. Dear Father and gracious loving God, do bless Thee for Thy leading. How often, Lord, we have been able to testify to that fact that the Lord led me all the way. Yea, like Abraham, servant of old, we're able to say, I being in the way, the Lord led me. Thank Thee, our Father, for leading us to the house of God tonight. For Lord, we know there was a time when on a Sabbath evening we would not have been found in the Lord's house. We thank Thee that grace has changed all that. Now by Thy grace we're here tonight. And O Lord, we pray that Thou would be gracious unto us again. And O Lord, speak to our waiting hearts. Give us, Lord, the listening ear, the heart that is open, ready to receive the truth. Claiming again the power of the Holy Spirit, that we might be able to preach the word. Yea, the whole counsel of God. We might be able to preach Christ and Him crucified. In the Lord's dear and precious and sweet name we pray. Amen. Our text for this evening is to be found in the 12th verse of Psalm 92. Verse 12 reads, "The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon." And it is the second half of that verse. We want to consider tonight the righteous shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Here in our text, the righteous are likened on to, first of all, the palm tree, and then to a cedar in Lebanon. It is a very common thing in Scripture to behold the Christian likened unto certain trees. Psalm 1 verse 3, there we read about the righteous being like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. The Lord Jesus Himself tells us, "I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit." John 15 verse 5. And then in the Scriptures we read about Joseph. And we're told in Genesis 49 verse 22, that Joseph is a fruitful bough, even a fruitful bough by a well, whose branches run over the wall. But it is this striking statement had here in our text that we want to consider tonight, that the righteous shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. For if the Holy Ghost, the author of this book, likens the Christian to a cedar in Lebanon, then there must be teaching here for our souls. There must be food for our souls, because it is the Holy Spirit who likens the believer to the cedar in Lebanon. And with the Lord's help tonight, we want to consider these words and glean some lessons from them. First of all, let us consider the uprightness of the cedar in Lebanon. We are told in our text that the righteous shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. The cedar of Lebanon will grow to a great height. But before it can grow, it first of all must be planted. Stands the common sense. The cedar of Lebanon will not grow to a great height. It will not grow at all until it is planted. Cedar must be taken by the husbandman and planted in the ground. So it is with the righteous. For the righteous, yea, the child of God, we owe our planting to our great husbandman, to the God of our salvation. We are planted in God's garden, even the church. We are planted in Christ. And we owe this planting entirely to the God of heaven. We are reminded of this in Psalm 104. There, verse 16, we read, "The trees of the Lord are full of sap. The cedars of Lebanon, which he hath planted." Very often it is interesting to note that very often the cedar of Lebanon is called God's tree by the people that live in those countries where cedars grow. We are called God's people because we have been planted by God. Again, in Isaiah 41, verse 19, there we read, "I will plant in the wilderness the cedar, that they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord hath done this." Believer, when we were planted and rooted in Jesus Christ, it was the hand of the Lord that did this. We are not man planted, we're not self planted, we are God planted. We are in Christ today because of the work of our husbandman. We are in the church today because God put us there. We will grow as the cedars of Lebanon in heaven one day because God will bring us there. The whole matter of salvation we owe entirely to God. God planted us. Even as we read that God plants the cedars. So we have the planting of the cedar. And then we look at our text and we notice the progress of the cedar. "The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon." There's progress. He shall grow. How does the cedar grow? It grows steadily. I don't know a great deal about gardening or about plants or flowers or bushes or anything, but I know there are some plants and some bushes that will grow a lot faster than others. It's almost as if they grow overnight. The great cornfield just across the road from where we live, and I'm amazed at how quickly that corn grows. Seems to grow about 6 inches every day. Well, the cedar is a tree that grows slowly but steadily. It makes steady progress. And here the Lord is telling us, that's how the Christian ought to grow. The Christian ought to make steady progress. Touched on it this morning. You know, it's a fact. Some Christians do not grow at all. They don't seem to make any progress. They are no further on with God today than when they were first converted by the Spirit of God. Made little or no progress. They know no more about Christ or the riches that are in Christ now than when they first started out with God. Yet the Bible over and over again teaches us that we ought to grow. We ought to be making progress. We put a plant in the ground, watered it and cared for it, and looked after it day after day, and yet it didn't grow. We would say there's something wrong. Now, if we have been planted in the Lord's garden, if we have been planted in Christ, we don't make any progress, and there is no spiritual growth, something wrong. The Lord says, the righteous shall grow. The righteous shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Child of God is supposed to make steady progress, just like the Lord. Turn with me to the Gospel of Luke. There in the second chapter of Luke's Gospel, here we read about our Savior. And the long period of silence has been broken between that time when Christ came forth as the Word incarnate. Now He's 12 years of age. He's gone up to Jerusalem with His earthly parents. We read in verse 40 of Luke 2, and the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Now we can look at those words and say, but that's the Lord, He's different. All right, let's go to the first chapter of Luke's Gospel. And here we read about John the Baptist. What is said about John the Baptist? Verse 80, Luke 1. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit and was in the desert till the day of the showing unto Israel. The child grew and waxed strong. Got stronger and stronger. In spirit, the exact same word used to describe Christ are used to describe John. And oh, that those same words are used to describe you and me. That it would be said of us that we grew in strength and might and power and wisdom. Oh, that our knowledge of the Lord would increase. The Apostle Paul, when addressing the Ephesians, was very aware of the need for spiritual progress. For in Ephesians 4 and verse 14, there Paul, writing to the church at Ephesus, declares that we henceforth be no more children. That's where we started out. We started out as babes in Christ. We started out as children in the Lord. Paul says that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men, cunning craftiness, whereby they lay in wait to deceive, and that's what happens. That's what happens to the believer who does not make any spiritual progress, does not grow in grace, does not grow in wisdom and knowledge and understanding. That Christian will be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine, by every sleight of hand. That's why we need to grow, that we might be able to withstand these things. And then we read in verse 15, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into Him in all things which is the head, even Christ. Isn't that interesting? Paul has just said in verse 14 that we henceforth be no more children. And then in the next verse it says that we may grow up. How many times as we have we used that very phrase to our own children? We said you need to grow up. Stop behaving like babies. Stop behaving like children. You need to grow up. Paul is here speaking to adults. Adult believers. He's saying to them, be no more children, but grow up. Into Him. Grow up in Christ. That's how the cedar grows steadily. Some believers, you know, they grow in fits and starts. Why, they seem to be growing, they seem to be going on well. Then after a while they fall back. They don't seem to be growing at all. Then after a while again they revive once more and off they go. The Lord says the righteous grow like the cedar. May we grow as the cedar grows. Grow steadily and it grows straight. It's one of the distinguishing marks of the great mighty cedar. Straight. It grows straight up. Something else about the cedar. The branches of a cedar grow out horizontally. And they grow out the same way, the whole way up to the top. Quite different from other trees. But what we want to concern ourselves with now is the fact that the cedar grows straight up. The child of God is to be straight and upright in all his dealings with God and man. Psalm 37, verse 37, there we read, mark the perfect man, behold the upright. That word is used to describe the Christian, upright. You know, that's what does more harm to the cause of Christ. It's professing believers. And they're not upright in their dealings with their fellow man. And to make a dollar or two, they'll be crooked. They'll not be upright. The Lord says the righteous So grows the cedar, and the cedar grows upright. Grows as straight as a die. Micah chapter 2. We read again about the child of God. There in Micah chapter 2 and verse 7. O thou that art near the house of Jacob, is the Spirit of the Lord straitened? Are these his doings? Do not my words do good to him that walketh uprightly? Dear believer, that's how we're to walk in this world. We're to walk uprightly. We're to grow as a cedar. We're to be upright and straight in all our dealings. Something else about the cedar, its stature. Progress of the cedar. Cedars of Lebanon are known for their great height. I was reading that some cedars that grow in the state of California, here in North America, have reached a height of 360 feet. Tremendous height. And it's interesting that God's Word draws our attention to the height of the cedar. Turn please to Ezekiel. For there in Ezekiel chapter 31, we read about the height of the cedar. Ezekiel 31 verse 3. Behold, the Assyrian was a cedar in Lebanon, with fair branches, with a shattering shroud, and of a high stature, and his top was among the thick boughs. Verse 5, therefore his height was exalted above all the trees of the field. My dear child of God, let us remember again, it's the Spirit of God who tells us the righteous grow like the cedar in Lebanon. And so the Spirit of God is teaching us that the child of God is to grow to a great height spiritually. What is it that said about the cedar? His height was exalted above all the trees of the field. Let us grow up to a great spiritual height. Oh, we read through the Bible and we read there about the giants of the faith. We look at church history and we read about the giants of the faith. Men that reach the great spiritual stature and height. Let us grow up like the cedar in Lebanon. Let us be giants of the faith. That's what happens when we grow and make progress. The righteous grow as the cedar. So we have the planting of the cedar, we have the progress of the cedar, then we have the place. Look carefully at the words of our text. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree, he shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. We've just said that cedars grow in California, cedars grow in the United Kingdom, cedars no doubt grow in different parts of the world. But the Spirit of God says the righteous shall grow as a cedar in Lebanon. Particular attention is paid to the place as a cedar in Lebanon. What's different about the cedars in Lebanon? Well, let's consider Lebanon Lebanon, a mountain range that extends in a northeasterly direction for 100 miles along the Syrian coast. The name Lebanon signifies whiteness. That's what it means. Lebanon means white or whiteness. That mountain range, Lebanon, averages 6,000 feet above sea level, with peaks in that mountain range reaching 10,200 feet above sea level. What does this all mean? Must mean something. When the Holy Spirit says the righteous shall grow as a cedar in Lebanon. Lebanon means whiteness. Perhaps from the white, the snow-covered mountain peaks. Or because some of the mountains give off a white appearance because there's apparently a lot of limestone there. Whiteness in Scripture speaks of holiness and purity. And the righteous will grow like a cedar in Lebanon if the righteous surround themselves with those things that are pure and holy and wholesome. The believer will never grow, will never make any spiritual progress if that believer surrounds himself or herself with carnal, worldly things. Those things will be a hindrance to that believer's growth in grace. That's why. The psalmist, led by the Holy Ghost, penned these words, the righteous shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Now the cedars will grow on those mountain ranges 6,000 feet above sea level. Way up there in the heavenlies. That's where the child of God is to be. Child of God is to leave behind the mire, the filth, down there in this world. We're to climb the mountain where the air is pure and ethereal. We're to climb the mountain, we're to get to higher ground. And I tell you, believer, when we get to higher ground, we'll grow in grace. We'll make progress. That's why we sang that hymn tonight, my heart has no desire to stay where doubts arise and fears dismay, though some may dwell where these abound. My prayer, my aim, higher ground. It's when we get to higher ground, it's when we start to grow. Lord, lift me up and let me stand. By faith in heaven's table land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet. Let's make it our prayer. Plant my feet on higher ground. But it's only when we get to higher ground, it's only then we'll grow as the cedar in Lebanon. That then leads us to the uniqueness of the cedar. Any things we could say about the cedar and how unique it is amongst the trees of the field? Let's consider its firmness. Whenever we have a storm, we inevitably see somewhere a tree pulled up by the roots. That'll very seldom happen to a cedar. In fact, the word cedar means firm or strong. And here the psalmist says, the righteous shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Firm, strong. What did we just read there in Ephesians 4? Where Paul exhorted the believers to be no more children, tossed to and fro. You see, believer, it is most important that we are well grounded and rooted in Jesus. The Christian who doesn't have the roots down deep into God's Word and is well rooted and grounded in Christ and the things of God, the first storm of adversity, and that Christian will fall. Happens every time. First new thing that comes along, first new wind of new doctrine comes along, the believer that's not grounded in the truth will fall every time under the influence of false doctrine. That's why the psalmist said, the righteous shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. So it's unique, or it's known for its firmness. Something else about the cedar. It has a fragrance about it. There is a sap that comes from the cedar that gives off a pleasant smell. There's a fragrance about the cedar. You know, the Christian is to have a fragrance about them, fragrance of holiness. They're to have about them the fragrance of Christ. Turn, please, to the Song of Solomon. And there we read about the fragrance of the cedar. In the Song of Solomon, chapter 6, chapter 3, verse 6. Who is this that cometh out of the wilderness like pillars of smoke, perfume with myrrh, frankincense, with all powders of the merchant? Behold his bed. Here's a picture of the church and Christ in the midst of his church. Behold his bed, which is Solomon's. 70 valiant men are about it, of the valiant of Israel. They all hold swords, being expert in war. Every man hath his sword upon his thigh, because of fear in the night. King Solomon made himself a chariot of the wood of Lebanon. And we have just read in verse 6 that it is perfumed with myrrh and frankincense. There's a fragrance that comes from the cedar of Lebanon. This is a description of the church and Christ, the one who was greater than Solomon in the midst of this church. And there's to be a fragrance there. And so the church, the believer, is to have the fragrance of Christ about them. Just like Mary, when she anointed the Lord with the alabaster box of ointment, she anointed his feet, and then she wiped his feet with her hair, so that the fragrance that was on Christ was now on Mary. And wherever she went, she had the fragrance of Christ about her. Oh, believer, is there that fragrance? Is there that Christ-likeness about us? The righteous shall grow as a cedar in Lebanon. Its uniqueness for its firmness, its fragrance, and its foliage. You see, the cedar is an evergreen. Look at its leaves, no matter what time of the year it is, still be the same color. We're now coming into that time of the year that I don't particularly like, whenever the leaves change color. It's a very beautiful time, but it tells me that winter's coming. I don't particularly look forward to winter. But the cedar, the foliage, the leaves of the cedar never changes. Always the same. Evergreen, summertime, autumn, spring, winter. When the snow's on the ground and the sun is beaming, it's always the same color. It's an evergreen. The righteous are to be like the cedar. We are to be evergreens, if you want. Oh, the child of God is to be consistent. Child of God is to be evergreen, blooming for Christ, no matter what the weather, no matter what the season, no matter what the circumstances. That's why the psalmist, by the Spirit of God, chose the cedar. He said, the righteous shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Because he knew the cedar was an evergreen. Think of its leaves and its limbs. It said that the branches of the boughs of the limbs of the tree grow straight out from the main stem all the way up. It's a place of great shelter. Fine, you get shelter from the storm or from the rain if you stand under the cedar. Birds of the air make their nests in the cedar trees. Ezekiel tells us that in Ezekiel 17. For there in Ezekiel 17, we read in verse 23. In the mountain of the height of Israel will I plant it, and it shall bring forth boughs and bear fruit, and be a goodly cedar, and under it shall dwell all fowl of every wing. In the shadow of the branches thereof shall they dwell. You know, that reminds me again of the believer. Reminds me of the believer, of the fowls of the air find shelter and cover and even comfort in the branches of the cedar. So the child of God is to be a comfort to others. How good it is to go and to be able to confide in a Christian if you have a problem. Go and confide in that brother and that sister. And you know what you've told them will go no further except to the throne of grace. How often do we go indeed to other believers and tell them what's upon our heart, and how often has others come to us? And they have found shelter, as it were, in the boughs of the Christian. Something else about a cedar regarding its foliage, it's known for its beauty or its loveliness. Talk about the majestic cedar of Lebanon and its beauty. Some things about the cedar that really makes it beautiful. There's a type of wood that does not corrupt easily. Doesn't rot. It has a type of wood that there are no knots in it. And anybody that works with wood, well, I'm sure would appreciate that. You again, that reminds us of some Christians. You could say they're full of knots. That they've got a twisted nature. You don't look at them sideways, they're ready to start a row. There's a knot there. There's a bitterness with them. Not rejoicing in the Lord. Child of God, to be like the cedar that doesn't corrupt easily. So the child of God is to live a holy life and shun evil and all those things that would corrupt. There's a great beauty about a cedar. Whenever the bride was describing the bridegroom, whenever the bride was describing Christ, this is what she had to say about him in chapter 5 of the Song of Solomon, verse 15. There she said, "His legs are as pillars of marble set upon sockets of fine gold. His countenance is as Lebanon, excellent as the cedars. His mouth is most sweet. Yea, he is altogether lovely." There's a loveliness about Christ. Christ's loveliness ought to be seen in us. You ever meet a believer and after you've spent time with him, you've come away saying, "That's a lovely believer. That's a lovely Christian." You just love to be in their company. Talked about the Lord. There's a meekness about them. There's grace with them. There's mercy with them. There's a love with them. Just say that. That's a lovely Christian. That's what we are to be. Like the cedar of Lebanon. And finally and quickly we have the usefulness of the cedar. Whenever the heifer was being sacrificed by the high priest, in Numbers 19, verse 6, cedar wood was used for the sacrifice. Cedar wood was used to kindle the fire. So it was quite useful. Dear child of God, like the cedar, was used in the sacrifice. The only way we can be used of God is if we are prepared to be sacrificed. We're ready to live the sacrificial life. Surrender all to God. To be holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. Not only used in the sacrifice, but it was also used in the structure of the temple, Solomon's temple. You read 1 Kings 7, you'll read there about the cedars of Lebanon and how they were boughs in the building, and pillars in the building. The temple would speak to us of the church. And over in Galatians chapter 2, and there in verse 9, we read about the saints of God being as pillars in the church. Galatians 2 and 9. "And when James, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be pillars," that's what the child of God is to be a pillar in the church. Part of the structure. The cedars were used in the building of the temple. So we are used in the building of Christ's church. And in the local assembly, we're to be pillars. Standing firm, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For we know that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. Let us take to heart tonight the words of the psalmist. "The righteous shall grow as a cedar in Lebanon." And the Lord bless His word to our heart.